This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. U.S. President Trump says that he'll sign the first part of a China trade deal next month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Washington and Beijing announced the first step earlier this month, with the U.S. agreeing to reduce tariffs and China saying it will buy more American farm products. The president tweets from his Florida home he'll sign the deal at the White House January 15th alongside high-level Chinese officials. The first phase does not cover some major issues, including practices the U.S. complains unfairly help Chinese companies. Those will have to be worked out in a second round of talks. The president says he will go to Beijing later to start negotiations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Trump has threatened Iran, but does not see war after a Baghdad embassy attack. Protesters in Iraq stormed the U.S. embassy compound in Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone Tuesday in response to a deadly U.S. airstrike targeting Iran-backed militia in the region.
As the White House weighs its response, U.S. diplomats say conflict should be avoided, but Iran's actions in the region leave few options.
Iran has met our diplomacy with military force repeatedly, not only against the United States, but against many other countries. So this is the behavior that's consistent with an outlaw regime. We're going to continue to focus on diplomacy. But when Iran attacks the United States, as it did through its proxy Kataib Hezbollah, we will respond militarily in self-defense.
U.S. officials have said the strikes on Kataib Hezbollah weapons storage facilities and command and control locations were in response to a rocket attack that killed a U.S. defense contractor. Washington's retaliatory strike killed at least 25 people.
This is VOA News. North Korea's latest rhetoric has a familiar ring to it, as leader Kim Jong-un, at a meeting of the Workers' Party Central Committee, accused the Trump administration of dragging its feet in nuclear negotiations. AP's Ben Thomas.
Impudent, sordid, and gangster-like. All adjectives North Korea's state media says Kim Jong-un is using to describe various aspects of the U.S. position. It quotes Kim accusing the U.S. of abusing the dialogue between the two countries.
I don't know.
But speaking to reporters at Mar-a-Lago New Year's Eve, President Trump says he and Kim still get along.
He's representing his country. I'm representing my country. We have to do what we have to do. But he did sign a contract. He did sign an agreement talking about denuclearization.
Kim is quoted as promising to reveal a new strategic weapon. However, the reports are vague about what that weapon might actually be. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The worldwide refugee crisis continues to deepen. According to the United Nations, the world is witnessing the highest levels of displacement on record. Spurred by conflict and persecution, the numbers of displaced are expected to rise further in the future as climate change pushes people out of their homes. We get more from VOA's Ardita Dunalari.
In 2019, as in the previous year, the largest numbers of refugees were Syrians, Afghans, South Sudanese, Rohingyas, and Somalis. Experts warn that climate change will become a leading cause for population movements. The UNHCR official says natural disasters already have sparked large-scale displacements in countries like South Sudan and Somalia.
Not only because people are forced to leave because they can't earn a livelihood or farm their lands, but also because those drought-ridden areas, the water becomes a weapon used by military groups to control the populations.
Meanwhile, human rights groups speak of a crisis of solidarity between refugees and nations that historically have welcomed them. The groups note rising rates of forced returns and repatriations by developed countries. Ardita Dunelari, VOA News, Washington.
It's a new year and new decade for people across the world.
Was it worth the wait?
It's definitely worth it. Yeah, it's so peaceful. I love it.
It's a good start to the new year. Obviously, a new decade too. So hopefully, I'll be looking for something bigger next year.
London is the best place ever.
In Europe, the light show continued in London, where Big Ben's familiar chimes filled the air as celebrants welcomed 2020. London's mayor had promised that the display to welcome in the new year would be the biggest and best the British capital has ever seen. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.